The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Got the eggs going, coffee, tea, and he didn't invite me. Come on. Anyway, I'm glad you're tuning in this morning. Today's topic, questions and answers about the current market. Yes, I keep collecting these questions on my website, MahoneyGPS.com, and they're there for you as well. We have a mailbag right there, and from time to time, we'll pick up your questions and answers. Let's jump right in here. Today's topic, questions and answers about the current market. The coronavirus, of course, that's on everybody's mind around the world. This hideous virus that incubates anywhere from like 1 to 14 days, and then you don't know who's carrying it, and all the quarantines, the deaths. It's really been an awful year, 2020 so far, when you think about that. And of course, questions have, you know, when we answer these questions about the economy and markets, obviously we're very sensitive to those who are dealing with this, you know, tremendous, awful, hideous virus. But will the virus slow down our economy is a question that comes up quite a bit. And the answer is it's already slowing down our economy, slowing down world trade as it already is in real time right now. Now, the question is, will the rate of infection moderate? Will it start slowing down? Will it be better treatments? Can it actually be quarantined? Or is this going to run rampant? We don't know. It's kind of still the early stages. There are some signs that it is moderating and that some treatments. Yet overnight, sometimes we get another 2,000 cases out of China. So yes, it is affecting our economy. And obviously, the obvious ways, let's go through those. Travel. So airline companies' bookings are down because of what's happening. Even those who are not traveling to China or to Asia, even some people who travel domestic may say, you know what, I don't want to get on that plane. I'm just afraid of who else is on that plane. And you're starting to see this kind of panic, and it's showing up in bookings going down. Cruise lines, that's another obvious one. I mean, we watch the news at night. We see these cruise liners and passengers stranded on it like it's a floating prison, God forbid. And so cruise lines bookings, as you can imagine, being down as well. So those are the obvious ones. Gaming companies are pretty obvious too. Asian love gambling, especially in Vegas and the MGM and all those type of publicly traded gaming companies have taken on a chin as well. And then the ones that have come out this past week is Apple. Now, Apple, if you can imagine, the supply chain is disrupted. More than half their factories are closed. Their retail outlets, many of them are closed in China. There's been different dates as to when it's going to open. But, of course, with this coronavirus still not contained, those dates have been pushed back. So for Apple this week on Monday into Tuesday, said, you know what? Our earnings for this quarter is going to be down. I think everybody knew that. The stock was down 6 or 7 points. The following day, they'll bounce back 5 or 6 points. But there is definitely concerns of supply chain disruptions that we're seeing. So Apple just sticks out as one of them. Of course, you think of other companies like Nike and so forth and so on. So this really is a big mess. Now, will it derail our economy altogether? I don't think so. The GDP is expected to come in at 2.2%, somewhere around there. And this may shave off 0.2%. So it's not as if the GDP of our country is 2.2%. And because this coronavirus is going to throw us in recession or throw us, you know, sub 1% GDP, but it will shave some part of it off. Now, the government in China is doing all they can to prop up the economy. And again, you've seen pictures and videos of these streets just desolate. And these are supposed to be streets of very, very busy traffic. So the government's going to try to do what they can. I'm not sure how effective that will be, but they've been pumping money in via stimulus, trying to do everything they can to try to negate the impact of the coronavirus on the economy. Tough question. Again, we'll be watching this very closely. Definitely flashing yellow for a lot of investors. But this move, again, think about it, though. If you have a 10-year horizon, I don't want you to make moves because of the coronavirus. Now, again, if you want to take some chips off the table because the market did well and it's kind of pruning time or rebalancing time, yeah, you can do that. But again, I want to make sure you're not going in there and wholeheartedly selling everything to cash because of the coronavirus. And again, not to say I'm trying to diminish the coronavirus, just that any headline we have, whatever the headline is, you should not be make investment decisions based on that. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Manager. So glad you're joining us. I'm here every Sunday morning. Today's topic, questions and answers about the current market. We just tackled the coronavirus as best as we can. Still following this very closely. It's anyone's guess how this is going to go. You hope that it moderates. You hope that we can get better treatments very quickly. And you hope it doesn't continue to spread. But definitely, it's causing worldwide panic. And we're seeing that in the number of bookings for airlines, cruises, so forth and so on. Tesla, should I buy the stock? Again, on this radio program, I have disclaimers. Now, again, I talk to my clients about the stock, but I can't talk to the general public about a stock. It's just one of those things. But I can say some things about Tesla stock. It's crazy, okay? It's gone crazy. It's gone parabolic. Remember, SAT word parabolic. It's like you look at a chart and it goes sideways, 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 and straight up. Now, there's been a lot of reasons why it's gone straight up. Now, they entered the Chinese market, again, notwithstanding the coronavirus. They have great intellectual property. Now they have cars that go 400 miles before recharging. It's catching on. It's kind of like an Apple company. Like, you think about people who love Apple, and I love my Apple, too. I have an iPhone, iPad, I this, I that, right? And you have developed this ecosystem. People who have Teslas, they love their cars, you know, and their update softwares that happen in their cars and kind of really cool features and so forth. But as far as the stock, again, understand this, to me, it's more of a trading stock. Long term, I don't know. 5 years from now, I don't know. There's some people predict the stock could be $5,000 a share. Some people predict it'll be out of business. I don't know, you know. As far as trading it, yeah, people have done really well trading it, you know, buy in the morning, sell in the afternoon and trade like that. I don't recommend that because, again, you have to know kind of what you're doing. I do think it's kind of interesting, however, over this past week, one of my clients came in and told me about Tesla, that the driverless, you know, he's actually, you know, driven past people who have been, you know, driving the car, so to speak, as they're flipping through the newspaper. I guess there's this driverless mode, again, just for highways, where you can just press it, set back five cars or seven cars behind you and drive along. So I'm driving along the New York State Thruway this week, and I'm going to find that person or persons who are driving a Tesla, who are reading the paper or doing a text as the car is driving itself. That's pretty crazy. I think it's like that of the Jetsons. Remember them buzzing around the Jetsons? I think that's what it's come up to. But it's very interesting. And I'm again, if you also please keep your eye out for these people on the throughways, highways, and these Teslas that are flipping through the newspaper as you're driving along. What a crazy world we live in. But again, that's my story about Tesla. I really can't recommend buying or selling Tesla. Again, if you want to buy the car, that's your preference. But as far as the stock, I can't give specific recommendation. But again, it is a momentum stock. And a lot of momentum stocks, though, unfortunately fall really hard. Something goes straight up. You know, if there's any bad news about the company or about their earnings or anything around it, the harder it falls. So we'll be right back right after the messages. GPS Your Finances, questions and answers about the current market.
I hope you're enjoying a GPS for Your Finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book, as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. And the early bird gets the worm, because you just heard Mike Bennett offer my book for free, 10 Things to Do Before You Retire. Get your pen ready. Get your paper ready. Here we go. 845-371-0101. 0101. I know you can be the first 20 callers. I know you can do it. Come on, you can do it. Now, again, it sells on Amazon for $17.99, but this morning it's for free. F-R-E-E, free. Again, 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us. Sometimes you can't. Some of you listen to me every Sunday morning. Thank you. But you can get this book for free. A perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning, from retirement planning. We talk about taxes. We talk about legal. We talk about all these different things. This book, The 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire, it's kind of like my best of, the best 10 chapters of all the different books I've written. And at the end of each chapter, guess what? You have to do some work. It's an action guide. So get this for you. Here you go. 845-371-0101. And stay tuned right after me. We have the Casey Show, the Health and Happiness Show, coming up next. So between 6 and 7 every Sunday morning, we're trying to make you healthy, wealthy, and wise. It's called the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. How's that? Again, more information about what we do at Mahoney Asset Management, check out MahoneyGPS.com. Just like a GPS, we try to navigate you through retirement and after retirement, you know, fill out different things. You can see right on our website how we can help you navigate your retirement. And I give the WHD Hudson Valley Business Report, Market Report, every morning around 8:25 on the Mike and Casey, the most famous show here in Hudson Valley, Mike and Casey Show. Right after the traffic. And on the way home, 5:15 on the Andy Bale Show, Bill Kugel at Mahoney Asset Management. He'll keep you updated with the national business news, the national indexes, local business news, and the Hudson Valley Index, which is doing really well. Actually, Hudson Valley Index is at a record high, while the national averages are just a little bit off their high. But so far, it's been a good year for the Hudson Valley Index. So right before the break, we're tackling questions and answers about the current market. We tackled coronavirus. Check that one off. Tesla, we delved into that one. Next question is about earnings and how were the earnings for the quarter. I read they weren't that good and all these links they send me and so forth. So, well, again, the earnings for the fourth quarter 2019 were better than expected. Most were expecting a negative quarter for earnings. Actually, be a slight positive. If you X out oil, of course, everybody likes to X out oil. But if you X out oil, because they really had really lousy earnings the fourth quarter with oil at 55 dollars a barrel, it was actually decent. We actually had so far about 80% through earnings season. About 70% of those companies that reported either met or exceeded expectations. So that's overall, to me, a very good earnings season. Now, some technology has done really well. The companies like Apple reported better than expected, and their stocks were rewarded. Microsoft also falls in that camp. Intel falls into that camp. There are also some losers. Facebook came in less than expected. No major blow-ups, and that's why I think the market's holding on pretty well here, because it is really about earnings. If you remember last couple shows, we spoke about what makes the market do what it does, and why does the market doing so well despite all the negative headlines. You know, the two answers were interest rates are low. The 10-year Treasury is yielding 1.50%. 1.5% for 10 years. You might as well try your luck at stocks when rates are that low. And then conversely, when earnings are really strong or decent, companies can do a lot with those earnings. They could buy back stock. They could go and raise your dividends. They can go buy the competitors. They can go and do a lot of things, reinvest in the business. So good earnings usually lead to good results. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Questions and answers about the current market. Fang, this person heard me on the Monday's stock market report. Fang has given way to Fat Man. And I heard you say that on the market. Now, FANG stands for, by the way, this is an acronym that was created. I'm not sure who created it. Someone said Jim Cramer, CNBC, created it, but we'll give him credit. FANG, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, F-A-N-G. That these have been the leaders a couple years ago, that money keeps flowing into these big companies and FANG. And then I mentioned that I heard someone else say Fat Man, and someone says, how about Fat Mang, so we can get Google in this. So Fat Man, F-A-T-N. F-A-T-M-A-N. You can make you a fat man if you invest in these companies so far this year. Again, we're not recommending that, but it's kind of a funny acronym. Fat Man stands for Facebook, Amazon, Tesla, Microsoft, Apple, Netflix, and somehow Google got left off from the FANG. But actually, the Fat Man actually brings in Microsoft and Tesla. These are acronyms. I'm not actually to invest in acronyms. But it is some way, you know, when you're giving the news reports and you hear the news reports about the business, sometimes they'll say, oh, the FANG stocks did this. Now you may start hearing Fat Man stocks are doing this and so forth. But these have been the market leaders. I'm not suggesting that you invest in these companies. It's just kind of a, you know, acronym that gets thrown around a lot. But now the new acronym is now Fat Man. Hopefully you understand what I just said. Next question. Will the market crash this year? I don't think so. It's always hard to predict, you know, corrections and crashes and those type of things. you know, we've had stock market crashes. It's been because, generally speaking, a big recession has swooned in. Now, history has shown that the 2008, 2009, the economy just started falling off a cliff. Companies started losing money, laying off people by tens of thousands, actually by the hundreds of thousands, even by the millions by the time it was over with. And we went through this vicious cycle. Now, right now, the economy is humming along pretty well, actually, on all cylinders. We have low unemployment, low inflation, stock market at or near all-time highs. It's pretty hard to predict a crash. And again, those who sit there try to figure out these crashes and keep their money on the sidelines, they also can miss a really strong bull market that we're in right now. So as far as the answer, will the market crash this year? If I had to take yes or no, I'll take no, because I'll probably write one. Let's see. I'm trying. What's the math on that? I would say the math on a crash happens maybe once every 10 years or so. So I'll be safe to say it won't crash this year. next question. Should I buy gold? Again, I can't give recommendations. But I never did like gold. By the way, gold is at an all-time high. No, I'm sorry, an all-time, but a year high right now with all the many uncertainties that are facing investors worldwide. The one reason why I was kind of down on gold for a lot of years is that there were some skirmishes and bad news and yucky headlines and international crisis, and gold wouldn't budge. So I'm like, okay, that's not a great hedge then. Gold does not pay a dividend. And lately it's gone up because of all the economic uncertainty around the world. So I get it, but it's been doing that for the last number of years, not just now. But again, as far as gold, I don't necessarily recommend it. I don't like that it doesn't pay a dividend. And now it's an all-time high. Could go higher, but for now, I'm not a gold bug. We'll be right back after these messages. GPS for Your Finances, tackling your questions and answers about the current market.
I hope you're enjoying a GPS for Your Finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book, as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us today. Today's topic, questions and answers about the current market. But before I do that, though, you just heard Mike Bennett offer my book for free, 10 Things to Do Before You Retire. I know you can do it. The first 20 callers will get that book for free. Come on, here we go. Ready? Put the coffee down, please. Here, guys. Start dialing. Here we go. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Again, sells on Amazon for $17.99, but the early bird, that's you, you're up listening, the early bird gets the worm, gets this book for free. 845-371-0101. Every Sunday we mix up the topics. Today's topic, questions and answers about the current market. Sometimes we're tackling retirement, other times we're tackling legal issues, insurance, things you should do. All these things are wrapped up into that book. 10 chapters, 10 easy chapters. I made it as easy as possible. At the end of each chapter is a little thing you need to check off before you go to the next chapter, because it's more of an action guide than it is a book. So get that book for free. Here we go. 10 things you must do before you retire. 845-371-0101. Right after the Mahoney Asset Management Show right here of GPS for Your Finances. Stay tuned for the KC Show, the Health and Happiness Show coming up next. So we got you covered every 6 to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, trying to make you healthy, wealthy, and wise hour. But that's a great show. I tune in to KC every morning, every Sunday morning, that is. Of course, I actually do listen to every morning, Mike and KC Show. More information about Mahoney Asset Management, check out MahoneyGPS.com. And I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Market Report every morning around 8:25 in the morning, right after traffic on the famous Mike and KC Show. Then on the way home, we got you covered at 5:15, the Andy Bale Show. Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, he'll fill you in on the national business news that happened that day, the national averages, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local business news, and, of course, the Hudson Valley Index, which is doing really well right now, is at a record high. Right before the break, we spoke about gold. I said, I don't really like gold, but then again, I can't make recommendations. For all we know, gold could double in the next year and say, gee, look what Mahoney said. The reason I don't like gold, as I mentioned, it doesn't pay dividends. So if gold goes sideways for a year or 2 years, you don't really get paid to wait. Some stocks you're in, why they may not go up, but if you get paid a dividend, there's a reason to be there. How long can this market go higher? That's a great question. I get that all the time. And I like to start off by saying I don't have a crystal ball, and those who live by the crystal ball also eat glass. Like, look, I'm a financial contributor on Fox Business, and once a week I'm there talking about the markets, and they're always trying to pin me down. What's the market going to do? What's the market going to do? What's the market going to do? But I'll tell you what, the market can go much higher than one can expect and go much longer than one expect. I mean, I think about a rubber band can kind of stretch. It stretches a lot further than you could think. Yes, eventually it gives way and comes back to reversion to a mean. That's a stat terminology. But same thing with 2008, 2009, and the other flip side of what's happening here in the market setting records, and the market was going down every day, going down longer than anyone expected. So that's one of those things. Look, I've called this the Energizer Bunny market. You know, still going. Remember the commercial, the AA batteries, that they, you know, all these little rabbits going along with the symbol, smashing, 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 and eventually one by one they go down, and here's this little Energizer Bunny still going, and that's what I kind of think of. It's also the Teflon market. I've called it so many different things. The Teflon market, because nothing really seems to stick to it. A lot of bad headlines out there. Gosh, we're just running through a bunch of them right now about the coronavirus, about gold spiking, about international concerns. We didn't even get into politics yet. But we have all these crazy things that are going, yet the market's going higher. And I also believe because interest rates are so low. The Federal Reserve had kept rates really low. Again, they made a mistake back in late 2018. You remember that one. I called it the December to remember. The market lost almost 20% very quickly because the Fed was going to raise rates. Now the Federal Reserve is on the side. If the next things that might happen is a rate cut. We'll see what happens. But the point, can the market continue to go higher? As long as earnings come in decent or better than expected. Of course, the coronavirus does throw a curveball to a number of these industries. And again, I don't want to make predictions here, but I can say the market can go higher, much higher, and go longer than anyone expects because it does it on the other side as well. What should I be looking when should I be looking to sell is another great question. Look, we don't, again, as I mentioned, we don't have a crystal ball. There are things, though, that do happen. Now, we definitely said when rates start going lower, as the Fed's been cutting rates through 2019, we had a great liquidity event. I mean, there was a lot of money sloshing around. A lot of money ended up in what we call risk assets, which are like stocks. So that we saw in 2019, the market did really, really well. And as long as that liquidity is still there, that's something that's very positive. Now, should the Fed take away liquidity in a form of raising rates or they start contracting their balance sheet, we could have what they call the tapering of the bond purchases or tapering of their purchases. We could have a taper tantrum, so to speak. So that may happen in April. We'll watch that very closely. I don't try to give you month by month of when to buy or sell. But that's when the Fed said they're going to start being less liquid. But we'll see what happens. With the coronavirus as a backdrop, the Fed intended to, you know, contract a balance sheet. But now with this backdrop, they may not do that. But something to kind of watch. But what should be looking for to sell? Well, I would say earnings deacceleration. If earnings start deaccelerating, that's one of the puzzles or one of the keys why you would take some chips off the table. And, of course, if the Fed starts raising rates like it did December to remember, the, like we mentioned, 2018, that's another time to take some chips off the table. So right now, we do have the wind at our back. Enjoy the ride as we can. But there will be disruptions, and hopefully we'll be there to tell you when to take a little bit more defense. Disney stock, last question here I could fit in. I own the stock. Should I sell it because of coronavirus? Well, again, if you're not sure, you can always take some money. You don't always, let's say you have 200 shares. You could sell 100 shares if you're not sure, 50 shares. You don't have to do all or nothing. I see investors do that all the time. You can also place a stop loss order. That's for another conversation. But Disney and the coronavirus, yes, they may go hand in hand. Their theme park sales may go down. Well, been another great week with you at GPS for Finances. I'll be here next week, and we host GPS for Finances. I'm Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Have a happy and healthy and a prosperous week.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.